Well, Chris, you've only got 117 runs to play with, but from a bowling point of view, you've got yourselves back into the game here.
Absolutely. 117 probably is a little bit below par for what we were looking for, but like we saw last week down in Sussex, if we bowl the way we can, the wicket's doing a little bit, doing enough for the bowlers. If we can put it in the right spot, we know we're still in with a massive chance here.
If you get this first win in this game, it's going to be finite, isn't it? There's not going to be much in it. This is on a knife edge now.
It is similar to, like, say, Sussex again last week was the same kind of thing. We all thought we were well below par, but when the lads came out and we put in a massive effort, just showed what sort of spirit we've got. It's exactly the same thing. It's another one that's going to be touch and go either way. Hopefully we can be on the right side of it this time.
The weather just seemed to change the conditions for a while, didn't it? You had an early tee when the rain came, and then when Scott Borthwick and Callum Thorpe went back out there, suddenly a few boundaries coming along. They put on 60 for the eighth wicket, which effectively wiped out all the good work that Chris Rogers had done for them yesterday with his 59.
Well, I think that's it. Once the rain came, the outfield got wet, their ball got damp. So it was a little bit more, or say a little bit easier for Scott and Thorpe at the time. And then obviously the pitch was dry when we went out there and had a decent ball, and it looked a different pitch again. So hopefully the weather stays nice for us and that wicket gets drier and crumbles a bit more.
Now talk us through the first two overs, because Graham got a wicket with his third delivery to get one of the openers out, and then you got the other one with, I think, your third delivery as well.
It's always nice to get a couple of early ones, especially when it's a short wide one, and Rogers was a big wicket. But I mean, to get early ones puts pressure right back on them, and I think if we get another early one or two in the morning again, then the pressure's massively on them.
And two LBWs for you as well. One of them's probably the plummest LBW I think I've ever seen, the second one to get Malin.
I think that was out. There's not much more to say really. He's hitting all three.
Yeah. And you've bowled yourselves into contention. You've got to keep it tight in the morning, though. They've only got another 60 runs to get. They've got five wickets to play with. But if you can get an early one, it's still going to be nervy for them.
Well, that's it. If we just bowl tight, put pressure on them, basically let them make mistakes. And then if we do the right things and hit the top of off every ball and try and make it, if they do come to win, make it last as long as possible, really.
Spirit OK in the dressing room today after an afternoon like that, then?
I think so. All the lads seem to be buzzing in there. I mean, they've seen us in with a massive chance of winning a four-day game here, so I think everyone's raring to go in the morning.